Yle X himotuimmat.
Welcome to Finland, Alex. What's up?
Thanks a lot. I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Have you ever been in Finland before?
I haven't, no. It's actually the very first time. And
really?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Finland?
I love it so far. I mean, the weather's great today. I was outside in the city center, took a little photo for Facebook, looked really amazing, and the stage looks cool, everyone is nice, so yeah, so far so good.
Have you learned any Finnish yet?
I haven't yet. Can you teach me maybe?
Yeah, I can. Can you try to say himotuimmat?
Can you repeat that please first?
Himotuimmat.
What does it mean?
It's a radio program at Yle X. Himotuimmat.
Himaktumijat.
Himo. Himotuimmat.
Himotuimmat.
Himotuimmat. Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, himotuimmat.
What has been the greatest gig during the summer, can you say?
Yeah, I think there's one gig I always refer to that was in Marseille in France, and I played at the football stadium of Olympique Marseille. And that was a big festival with a massive crowd, and just the venue, the football stadium, it looked so cool. So that was one of the best ones.
Are you still waiting for some festival or gig especially?
Yeah, I'm waiting for next week because I'm going to the United States and I'm going to play my first American tour, including Webster Hall in New York and a lot of great venues. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for that.
You played violin at the age of 5. How did you end up playing tropical house music?
Well, I don't know.
Long story.
So when I was 5, I played the violin. I did that for like 7 years. So I have a classical background. I also was in the orchestra. So I think that's one of the reasons I involve so many real instruments in my productions. And then when I was like 15, 16, I got into DJing. Just started at birthday parties and small club gigs or whatever. And then when I was 17, I finished school and I moved to London for a year to study music production and music business and composition and everything. And at that time, that was 2012, there was a big buzz about Deep House in London. So I got influenced by that and then kind of kept developing the sound and brought in the real instruments. And yeah, now people call it Tropical House.
You made a remix of Jamaican artist Oh Me song Cheerleader and it became an international success. Were you surprised of that?
Yeah, massively surprised, because I didn't have a big fan base when I did the song. I didn't have anything, like no label, no management. I just did a song and didn't really think about it. And then it was released in May, and suddenly in October it started growing in Scandinavia. I think Sweden was actually the first country for the song to chart. And since then it's now number one in more than 20 countries, including UK and US and my home country Germany, and it's insane. I couldn't get any better.
Some people say that you brought Tropical House into iTunes and Spotify and that you started the latest Tropical House music breakthrough with a remix. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm really honored to hear that people say that. But of course there are other people as well, like Kigo and Robin Schulz, who's playing right now. So there's a movement of some really young artists, I think we're like 5 to 10, that brought it into the mainstream. And I'm happy to be a part of that.
Your remix Ain't Nobody can be rated on Yle X website. What could you say to listeners why they should go and rate it?
Well, I can't really force anyone to rate it. I just hope people have a good time when they listen to the song and that it makes them happy. And if it does make them happy, they should vote for it, I guess.
How did you start collaboration with Jasmine Thompson?
It just went via the internet. I found her on a blog. She did a cover of Passenger Let Her Go and I really fell in love with her voice. And she's 14 years old. She's such a young talent. So I really wanted to do something with her. And then, yeah, just went via Twitter and Skype and everything. And we haven't even met before it was officially released. So yeah, that's a bit weird.
Are we going to make some music together in the future, maybe?
Well, I hope so. There are no concrete plans yet, but we're always in touch. And maybe we can write a song together for her album or for mine or for someone else. Doesn't really matter as long as we can make music.
I saw on your Facebook page a picture where you were photoshooting something. Can you tell me, what were you doing there?
I can, yeah. We've been shooting for the cover artwork of the next single. And it's actually finally official now. It's called Book of Love. I can finally announce that. And I just put it on my SoundCloud channel yesterday. So we don't have the exact date yet and everything. But if people want to and they're excited for something new, they can already have a listen now.
What kind of music can we wait for you in the future?
It's definitely going to be similar to what I've done so far. So it's going to be melodic house music, tropical house, whatever you want to name it. But I tried to mix it up as well. So maybe there's some faster songs with a bigger bass line. Maybe there's some even more laid back songs. Maybe a ballad. Do you say it like that? Yeah, that's the English term, right? Yeah. Ballad. Ballad, that's the word. Maybe a ballad. So yeah, whatever really. I just want to make good music and have an interesting album.
Yle X Himotuimat.